we will get to you, Ben. How about just starting us off? Obviously, a pretty wild race. Certainly, some exciting restarts at the end there. Really fun to watch battle. I don't know how it was behind the steering wheel for you, but the battle between you and Sheldon at the end there, those last couple of restarts, was fans got their money's worth. Take us through those last few restarts, would you?
Yeah, I mean, well, first it was just a bizarre race, right? Like, we had two flat tires, we had an issue with the left rear, we had to pit when pit road wasn't open, go to the back multiple times, and dodge all kinds of wrecks. It was the most eventful one I've been a part of. Like you said, I think the fans got their money's worth. You know, look, I can pout, I can pick my nose and throw the microphone on the ground, I can, you know, whine about finishing second to Creed like he did at Daytona for us, but I, you know, at the end of the day, we got beat. He had seven lap newer tires on there, I think, than us. We also kind of set ourselves up for a long run at the end. We had low air pressures there at the end and never got a chance to get them up with the red flag and, you know, all the yellow flag attempts. So, yeah, just, I mean, disappointing, man. Like, it sucks to finish second, especially when you had so much on the line tonight. I was pushing so hard. And, you know, we saw on the race chat, my team was informing me on the race chat before that last restart that, hey, the two's talking about taking the high side and pinching you down into turn one. And as soon as we started having to get to the angle of turn one, I saw that happening. And I knew I was getting put on the flat. So I started trying to fight back a little bit. And we run out of real estate. But what do you do? I mean, that's just good, hard racing at the end, I guess. And I'm not going to cry about it. I think this is an awesome racetrack. I had a blast today, right? Like, man, it's such a fun racetrack. If I just take the positives away from it, we had an awesome race truck. We ran some really, really fast laps. If we had clean air, I think we could have drove away from a lot of people. And our intermediate notebook is really getting built up strong now. So I've got a lot of positives to take away from this. And I'll tell you, when we go to COTA, as long as they make that thing drive halfway decent, I'm going to be on a mission.
Awesome. That's great to hear. Thank you, Ben. We'll now go to the questions, and we'll start off with Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Ford. Ben, I know it's not what you wanted, and you kind of referenced it there, talking about how you tried to return the favor on that last restart or do what Creed did to you. What was there anything more? I mean, could you have done anything different, or was that just a case of not being in the lane that you wanted to be in?
It was just a case of being kind of in a disadvantaged lane, and he didn't do anything on the previous restart. He just got good help from behind and got a good run, and I could have pinched him in three and four now, knowing how he ran me for the second restart, right? Like, I gave him room and ran him clean in three and four. He got the lead. Maybe should have pinched him. He was pinching us really hard the next restart, so maybe I just didn't race him as hard as I should have, right? Like, but I try to race everybody clean as I can, and still be aggressive. But it was a fun race. It was just very bizarre. A lot of bad things happened, right? And for us to come back from two flat tires and being in the back and putting the wall and, you know, pitting when pit road's not open and all these things, we did pretty good, I think, on finishing second place. And again, man, it sucks with the big money on the line. Like, I gave it a really hard effort there at the end, but again, just thank you to Thor Sport Racing, Bombardier, Toyota, and Lamonas with Camping World for putting that money up.
I know, you know, there's a lot of torn up stuff tonight, and this track can tend to do that, but I hear genuine enthusiasm in your voice. Last year, you guys got to come back here after so many years away for the truck series. How cool is it to have these trucks back at Darlington and the history and really how tough this track is on you guys to be able to challenge yourselves here?
Oh, it's a challenging track for sure. It's tough as heck to pass. Maybe one of the toughest tracks to pass on, I think, that we have on the schedule. But when you get by yourself, and you're chasing down some people and you're nailing your line and you're hitting your marks and you just see yourself closing in. It's like butter. It's such a good feeling. Like, it's awesome. And there's no other racetrack on the schedule where you turn in off the wall and throttle back up and drive to the outside wall. Like, nothing else compares to that. Like, this is one of kind and absolutely love it. It's so fun to drive as a driver. Like, it really is. I just wish it could have turned out a little better for us tonight. We didn't have to race so hard in the back, you know, that put a damper on things for sure. But running up front, when you can lay down those laps, like, it's so fun.
Next, we will go to Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ben, just the end of this race, you know, there were like four or five green flag laps maybe over the last 30. Was it, I mean, did you expect that once everybody got bunched up that you just keep, that this would just keep happening?
Kind of. I mean, the way people were racing in the back of the pack, I knew if there was a caution, it would just keep happening. Unfortunately, you know, you can't really plan for it. We, you know, if we knew that, we would have pumped our tires way up, and I think we'd be the winners right now with our tires pumped up with pressures. He certainly wouldn't have got around me the way he did. I wouldn't have been on, you know, on the racetrack. When I say on the racetrack, I wouldn't have been bottoming out on the racetrack at the end of the race there. I would have been, you know, really hustling, and I think drove away from him. So, yeah, if we had a crystal ball, yeah, we would have pumped him up and we would have known all about this. But you just, I had a feeling it was going to happen, but you don't know when it's going to start or if it's going to start. You know, it really just takes that one domino to fall, and then everything else falls into place. And I knew it was going to get really wild. In the back, they were racing as hard as I had seen. I was frequently calling everybody squirrels because nobody really knew what lane or line they wanted to do. And to me, it just wasn't smart racing. This is a track where you really have to be smart and know what you're doing. You have to put yourself in position before you actually get to that position. And I think that's what makes a good driver. And it certainly shows at a place like this. So when you're in the back and people are just getting any little thing they can get at any point, that's what leads to the wrecks.
Next, we'll go to Ashley McCubbin. Go ahead, Ashley.
Hey, Ben. You mentioned Sheldon Creed. It seems like now this is the second race that's come down close to between you two. Is there a bit of a rivalry forming there as we get into battling for a championship down the road, possibly?
Maybe. I don't want there to be. Right? I like to race everybody clean, but you know how some people race, and you can kind of expect how they'll race you. I mean, there's quite a few drivers on the track. I've got a notebook worked up on what they're going to do, and I kind of know what they're going to do before they do it. So I knew starting on the bottom was going to be trouble. I knew I was going to get pinched, and, you know, you can only fight back so much. It's either otherwise get pinched and you know, let them drive away. You know, if I could do it over again, maybe I would have took the bottom and then gave him a little bumper coming off the corner, just knowing that he was putting us in a bad spot. So I don't know. It's tough, you know, but those guys seem to – get angry really easy at other people for nothing, but don't have a problem dishing it out, which is fine. I'm not, like I said, I don't think they did anything wrong tonight. I think it was just really good hard racing. So, you know, hats off to him. He beat us fair and square tonight. He really did. So I don't want to say rivalry's brewing by any means. You just have to know how everybody races. And that's why I keep a notebook of every driver. Like, I got notes about my own teammates, like Johnny Sauter and Brandon Finger. Like, I know how they're going to race before they actually do it. So, I think what makes a good driver is just kind of thinking ahead before it actually happens. And I try to do that the best I can.
When Fox Sports spoke to Stuart Friesen, he called the restarts, for a lack of a better word, a shit show. Were there more trucks spinning tires more than usual, or what led to the chaos that we seem to see each restart?
That's fun. I like his Canadian vocabulary. You know, it's pretty cool. Does he say that on live TV?
Yes.
Wow. No blurs, or, you know, no blurps out or nothing?
No, it was straight out.
Cool. Okay. I mean, I don't know if it was really a shit show. I think the fans got a lot of entertainment value. You know, look, you spin the tires easy here, but like, this is a challenging track. Step up or step out, you know? That's what I say. I enjoyed the restarts. I thought they were fun. I think it's challenging. You have to be on your A game. You can't put yourself on somebody else's door. I obviously did on the last lap, but other than that, I didn't. And that's for going for the win, you know, and we still finished the race. I didn't wreck out, right? You got to make calculated risks, and you got to get runs, and you got to do the right things. And you always have to be on a fit offensive. And that's for every place we go to in the truck series. You know, I wouldn't say it's Darlington that causes this. It's, you know, it's just people driving wild, and it's a narrow racetrack. So, you know, you got to figure it out. And I guess there was a lot of people tonight that were trying to take more than they give. And that seems to be a theme in the truck series. A lot of people take, and, you know, sometimes you have to give. if you want to finish the race, and that's all there is to it.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And Ben, that is our last questions. Thanks for all the time, and good luck at COTA.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed the shit show. Our next and last driver will be the race winner, Sheldon Creed. So if you have a question for Sheldon, please raise your hand and we'll get right to questions. All right, and we are now joined by our race winner and the collector of the $50,000 bonus for winning the Triple Truck Challenge, the first race of the Triple Truck Challenge here at Darlington Raceway, and that is Sheldon Creed. Sheldon, congratulations. We got a number of questions already in the queue, so we'll get right to them, and we'll start with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Sheldon, do you feel like a winner or survivor?
That one. I mean, a little bit of both. Right. We weren't great, obviously, to begin with. We were really tight and then got really, really loose. And then we were just trying to work on it. And, man, I didn't really know where we were on tires there when we restarted like 18th and then the wreck happened and just honestly got lucky. I felt like just trucks went the right directions and snuck through. And then I had a really good feeling after that. I knew the guys in front of us had older tires and the guys that were with us were obviously on the same tires, but I at least felt good enough for five or so laps on tires. And the more caution laps we had, the more confident I felt. So to answer, I don't know if I feel like a winner or a survivor, maybe a little bit of a poll.
And when I talked to people in the garage earlier today, everybody's saying to watch the two. Did you have that same confidence as maybe others had in you?
I mean, after how we ran last weekend, yeah, I felt better about what we came to the track with this weekend. I don't think we were a winning truck tonight, but I think we were somewhere in the top 10. And just, I don't know, we need to keep working on it. Just find some speed. We seem to be on one side of the balance or the other. We've been really tight and we've been really free and really haven't nailed the setup yet. So It'll be nice to get some practice at Charlotte and hopefully be able to work on a couple things.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Sheldon, is this a relief to pull one away tonight, or is this a return to form? I know you've talked a couple times this season about not always having on paper what you feel like you guys should have had. I mean, did you feel like a win was only a matter of time? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I never really cut down about it. Just been focusing on the end goal, right? We want to have another shot in Phoenix, so yeah, I don't want to call it a relief, but maybe a start to heading back in the right direction for us. I think this is what that is, and we're just going to keep trying hard, keep working hard back at the shop, and got that practice coming out of Charlotte, so we'll be able to try a few things and have some good tracks coming for us, like the road courses and some of the shorter tracks we have coming. So yeah, looking forward to it.
I know, obviously, last season you ended on top of the world. Was it a case where GMS, you know, was it the competition that caught up? Were you guys missing something the start of this year? I mean, or was it just some little thing?
Yeah, they've caught up, but I don't know if they've changed the tire this year or I don't know what's going on, but we've been going with similar setups that we were really good places last year with and been really, really bad with them. So I think just the tire is different, even though they might say it's the same build and same staggers and all this, they still drive different. Our trucks have not had a lot of speed. So yeah, still trying to figure that out. And maybe it's our tire stem that we're working with Chevy, and that's always evolving. So just got to keep plugging away.
Next, we'll go to Ashley McCubbin. Go ahead, Ashley. Ashley, you might be on mute.
Sorry about that. No, hey, Sheldon, congratulations on the win. This is now the second race we've seen you and Ben Rhodes go back and forth. I know you've each shared opinions of each other. Is there a bit of a rivalry possibly forming between the pair of you as we head towards a championship battle maybe down the road this season?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Obviously, we both had our opinions to share after Daytona Road Course, but they've had fast trucks and we haven't, so they haven't really had to worry about us. But I don't know, maybe. I don't really worry about stuff like that. I don't think we have a beef or anything. We just race each other extremely hard, and we're both fighting for a chance at an upper level. So in my eyes, that's how it should be.
The restarts tonight were a bit of a mess at times. Did we have trucks spinning the tires more so than normal for Darlington, or what attributed to the fact we had messy restarts at times tonight?
Yeah, I mean, at least for myself, I feel like we've had less grip this year than we had all last year. But yeah, spinning tires, pretty much anything, if you didn't have stickers, get stickers, it was easy to go. But I restarted an old tire a couple times, and I would like get it rolling, shift, and I would still like it'd be easy to spin in second gear. So I think we saw that quite a bit tonight. I was so far back when the leaders wrecked each other there with like 30 to go. I think that's what it was around. Didn't see what happened, but yeah, it was easy to spin the tires. Really greasy up the racetrack, and it seems like the tires have been laying a lot more rubber than what we're used to seeing in the truck series. So yeah, just a lot of variables working out there.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you, Mike, and congratulations, Sheldon. Just kind of curious, for a guy who's young like you and grew up in Southern California, do you have any appreciation yet, or has it sucked in what it means to win at a place like Darlington?
Yeah, I mean, growing up watching this place, always loved throwback. I think that's what caught my eye originally, and then getting a race here and how unique it is. And this one's a little bit more special, I feel like, just because we were coming back to the white flag last year leading and had a really, really good truck. And then pitted and sped on pit road and pretty much threw it away. So not the fastest truck tonight. We weren't what we were last year, but got one back here. So yeah, it's nice to get that. And yeah, just what a cool racetrack.
Appreciate your time. Safe travels.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Mitchell Brewer. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Sheldon, what does it mean to get capture a win in a ride paying 50 to Jason Leffler?
Say that again. Sorry, I missed the first part of it.
Oh, what does it mean to pay, or what does it mean to get a win in a ride paying tribute to Jason Leffler?
I mean, it's special, obviously. You know, Timmy Spencer and Mike Bliss and a few people drove that ASC truck, so felt like Jason fit it the best, just because of the situation, and Jeff got to work with him a little bit. I think he was a car truck chief when they were racing that Braun, so. I thought it was special for Jeff, and just a cool looking truck. I think it's really iconic and in the truck series, and for like 10th on the pole. Like, apparently it's a popularity contest and not what I thought was a really good looking truck. So anyway, all good. It was really fun to win with that, and yeah, glad to carry Jason's name on the door.
Thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
And Sheldon, I think that is the last question for you. Congratulations on the victory and winning the first leg of the Triple Truck Challenge. Have a great rest of the evening, and we'll see you at COTA.
Thank you.
And for the media, that will wrap it up for our post-race availability on Zoom. We'll have the video and audio on NASCARmedia.com after this, and we'll see you all tomorrow for the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. Have a great night, everybody.